The recording has started and they will come in.
You want to note that no action was taken?
Just to hear from, note that no action was taken? Oh, yes, we are out of executive session and no action was taken. And we have two guests from the Supervisors Association, two supervisors who would like to address the committee. And another legislator has just joined us. Welcome. And let's see. I would like to, if you would like to speak.
I don't need to say anything, so thanks. Honestly, I just came to listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I just have a letter that I'd like to give to you for each of the board members.
Okay.
Yeah, I only am giving you five copies because if you read in the letter, there's a reason I would prefer it not be made public, and your attorney can have to tell you if it is or isn't legal to do that.
Are you saying committee members?
I'm specifically giving it to the committee members.
Okay.
I'm on the committee.
That's
as well,
six, so I'll be making one copy.
Nope, I can give you six.
Thank you. I don't know. I don't know if it can stay.
I don't know.
You guys can tell me, but there are some things divulged in there.
Whatever happened, it's been handed out.
That's why I'm giving it to the chair, and you can decide if it is or isn't.
Yes.
While we're looking at that, is there any other comments that people would like to share? No, I don't.
I mean, if it becomes public, it becomes public, and it is what it is. But I think there are some things said in there that will come back on me.
Maybe our council can determine. We can stay just with the committee members.
I agree with the first paragraph.
Gina's copy.
Gina's copy. That's right. Okay. I'm saying you gave your copy to
council.
Hold
it up to the camera.
Yes,
so
I did.
Do you want to say anything, Mike?
No, I will say from my own perspective, I'm not speaking for the supervisors, I'm not speaking for my town board. From my own perspective, there has been a significant increase in communication since the new executive director came, and my letter really emphasizes and tells you some of the issues that Rochester has had with the RRA in past years, which are public knowledge. But it's disappointing what has occurred. Clearly, the board had their executive session and discussed their issues and have their reasons behind it. But I just do want to share that it was working very well, and I'm fearful that we're going to be looking at another two-year process to hire a new executive director, and having someone who has another position with the RRA trying to do double duty did not work well last time, and I'm fearful that that will continue for another couple years. So that's really all I have to say. So,
and this is what I brought up. We have a contract for a solid waste authority to create a seamless, well-run solid waste, you know, operation. And it's my concern is it's not happening. So they're not fulfilling their contractual obligations.
Well, one thing we did agree on is that we will be addressing that moving forward, whether it means expanding the board or preparing for a new contract in over the course of 2024 for 2025, or it has also been recommended, including by one of the board members, to disband and have it become a county department. Yes.
I know we're up against the time, but just for the benefit of the two supervisors, thank you for taking the time to come here. You know, I just want it to be said that I put in a resolution looking to expand the board, and I know Supervisor Parity, back in the day, we spent a lot of time talking about this agency. One of the things that I contemplate and what I'm proposing, which I'm hoping the legislature will speak about, is a representative. Oh, we were supposed to get Essie. Is a representative.
I had Michael call, nobody answered
either. Thank you. Either directly from the Supervisors Association or a recommendation from the Supervisors Association, want to have the conversation about having elected officials have the ability to serve. That firewall was put up in part to cite the landfill, but it's unique to Ulster County, I'm pretty sure. Other counties, Oneida Herkimer has electeds on it. Yeah. I do think the agency's original creation documentation had large parts to do with the siting of a local or regional landfill, and we've seen how politically difficult that can be. But that process really is going to necessitate cooperation from the Supervisors Association, the Supervisors Association being at the table the whole way to make suggestions about the host benefit, the host community's benefits, and also to really take a long and hard look about what solid waste in the long term in Ulster County is going to look like. So I'm looking at the potential of having supervisors actually have a seat at the table, not just have a seat at the table in that discussion, but I mean to actually potentially have a seat at the board or a recommendation directly to the board.
Can I just make a comment to respond to Mike?
Yes.
I'll be real brief. I mean, I think that probably a solution is just to rescind flow control. You know, this five-member board's got a tremendous amount of power, and the private sector, you know, I think does it better if you rescind flow control, let the other companies take it to their own landfills, and then your local RRA would have to be competitive, and they can't just be raising rates and doing that in the back.
We'll take two more comments, and then I'm going to be asking for a motion to adjourn, because we have another meeting coming up, and we can stay focused. Go ahead.
With regards to rescinding flow control, if we're not going to ever do anything, then we might as well, if it's going to just be, if Gus was going to be our solution, then we might as well just rescind it. If we have plans to do some more innovative things, then that, I think flow control is a first step. Unfortunately, we haven't gone past that. But, and I think more and more, we probably need to do more. Just a quick comment about, we do have to be careful, and there's got to be some policies over at the ORA if we're going to start putting one supervisor or two supervisors on, where there's got to be uniform contracts for all municipalities, because Mike is coming from experience where he didn't get treated like others. So certain towns get treated better than others, and then you throw one or two supervisors out of 20 onto there, and there's other things to think about. And that brings me to my last point, is I think we got to start getting together immediately. I mean, we talk about all these things, but if we're going to really come forth with recommendations that we're going to have to do, I mean, and if it is to really change the process, more than just what you're talking about, Tracy, which will still take time, then it is a process, and it never just happens. We're kind of inching towards that with this meeting ending here. I really wish we could vote on putting something together, calling a special committee or something to start the process, and by the end of this year, early next year, we might actually be putting stuff up. Otherwise, we're never going to do anything.
Go ahead, and that's the last comment.
Sort of. To follow on both those comments, I'll go to Supervisor Parity first, but I think Legislator Maloney hit it. But I mean, I strongly support flow control as a piece of the whole puzzle for local self-reliance. If we remove flow control, the agency's not going to be solvent, and the idea is that a public benefit corporation is for the benefit, the profit isn't the focus, right? So I do think it's in all of our best interest to have a fully sustainable self-reliant system, but we have to do that hard work that Legislator Maloney's referencing, not just take the one step of just have flow control. It means siting a local or regional landfill. It means upgrading our systems. It means upgrading our MRFs. It means doing all of those things, and that's for the benefit of all. And I think, to Legislator Maloney's point, I think that ideally at the next EES meeting, because the meetings are so long, you schedule a special meeting to discuss this specifically, all of these issues, if not sooner, if you want to schedule, pull the committee and schedule, because I think it has to be a special meeting. I think it has to be a focused meeting. Otherwise, there's just too much on the plate normally, even with your regular business. So I concur that that should happen. And that is to discuss these bigger issues with a looming 2025 contract ending.
Before I call for a motion to adjourn, I just want to say that it breaks my heart that we are spending so much time and so much energy on trying to solve this conundrum rather than we are simultaneously moving forward with a reuse innovation feasibility study that hopefully will be implemented next year. But Ulster County had, and I hope still has, the ability to model sound solid waste management for the region and beyond if we can all work together. I had recommended various forms of mediation because I think for anyone who's experienced successful mediations, those are can be extremely valuable in creating consensus-based solutions. We're not used to doing that, and it didn't happen, and so we're spending a lot of time rethinking what was put into law back when Maurice Cinci was our assemblyman. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this special meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
And I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
I'm opposed.